B'tachin for Life, Shir number 80, Sunday before Shavuos, the 45th day of the Omer. We are discussing maintaining the proper balance between B'tachin and Ishtadlus, and the more B'tachin that we have, the less Ishtadlus we have to do. So we received many specific questions regarding this topic, and we just wanted to mention that the more comfortable we get with the concepts of B'tachin and Ishtadlus, the clearer it will be. Because truthfully, the best person to answer the questions on B'tachin and Ishtadlus is yourself. You know yourself. You know how comfortable you are. You know what keeps you calm and what makes you nervous. And through internalizing the fundamentals of B'tachin and Ishtadlus, you will be able to answer most of your questions on B'tachin. Of course, a person should always turn to a Rav for specific questions. But generally, you should be able to answer your own questions by internalizing the basic formula of how to determine our level in B'tachin and therefore our level in Ishtadlus. So the Beis Halevi says in Parshas Miketz that the reason why we do Ishtadlus is in order to aid us in our B'tachin. Why? He says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everybody to always be calm, always have B'tachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for most people, without doing Ishtadlus, they will not be calm. They're still going to be nervous. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be calm, therefore He allows us to do Ishtadlus, to help us in our B'tachin. The purpose of Ishtadlus is to help us feel B'tachin B'Hashem. That's what the Beis Halevi says. And therefore he says if a person has more B'tachin, so he's already calm, so he has to do less Ishtadlus, because he doesn't need as much Ishtadlus to calm him down. A person that's just beginning to work on his B'tachin, and he has less B'tachin, should do more Ishtadlus, again, to calm him down. But the purpose of Ishtadlus is to help us in our B'tachin. So if, for example, a person needs to make $100,000 for his parnasa, and his job only makes $70,000, that would not be considered proper Ishtadlus, because he's still going to be nervous about the other $30,000 that his job doesn't make. Again, we're talking about a person that is not in a higher level of B'tachin, so he is still going to be nervous. So this is the first step we have to understand when figuring out the formula of B'tachin and Ishtadlus. Are we calm or are we nervous? And the purpose of Ishtadlus is to keep us calm and to help us maintain B'tachin, but not B'tachin in the Ishtadlus. B'tachin in Hashem. And that's the purpose of the job, to help us have B'tachin in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we'll Amir Hashem discuss the specific formula, how a person can figure out objectively what makes him calm and how much more Ishtadlus he should do. But again, we must always remember that on Rosh Hashanah it was decided how much money we are going to make. And working harder is not going to make us make more money. We are going to make exactly how much we are supposed to make on Rosh Hashanah. The only thing Ishtadlus does is help us in our B'tachin. But if a person has B'tachin, that is a tremendous chus, and that can increase the amount of money that you're going to make on Rosh Hashanah. So if a person wants to make more money, the best way to do that is to increase his B'tachin and his tefillah and other schusim. But mainly when a person increases his schusim, that will increase your parnasa. Your Ishtadlus only assists to help you maintain B'tachin. But B'tachin is the ultimate objective.